Hello, friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we have made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Hello, 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 friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial. We want to thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. It is our prayer that during our time together, you will feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. It's me, it's your girl, it's your sister, it's your friend. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope, and beside me, as always, is my love, my best friend, my guy, my awesome co-host, my husband, Tyrone. Do you want to greet the audience, love?
Absolutely. Good evening, everyone. So glad you're joining us for another exciting episode of A Dose of Hope.
Yes, yes, yes. And so we're still celebrating Women's History Month, but before we go there, I got to say this, okay, we already, we sprung forward on Sunday and lost an hour, and we're in a daylight saving time. How you making out? You recovered from that hour? What's going on? How you feeling?
Not quite, still catching up, but it's coming along, so okay. I'm moving on.
All right, well, do what you got to do, husband. Mm-hmm. We need you alert. I'm just teasing, but I was proud of you yesterday. No, Sunday we had service, and we had dinner afterwards. We had a great time, and after you came home and got you a nap, and that's rare, so kudos to you. Good job.
Yes.
So we're still in Women's History Month, as we know. And we know that last Friday was International Women's Day. And, you know, I saw all over social media and different venues, they did it up big in celebration of the great women who have come before us and have done so much to afford many of us the opportunities that we have today. And those who are doing it now, they're just coming through and doing the thing. And so today we're going to take a look at some of the sheroes in the Bible. And now I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask the question, if you had the opportunity to interview any woman from the Bible, who would it be and why?
Okay, this is an easy answer for me. So I'm going to say Ruth, because Ruth demonstrated just such a love for her mother-in-law. She was just so compassionate and such a blessing. And just a little background on the story, Ruth was actually the daughter-in-law of Elimelech and Naomi. They had two sons, and they were they both married Moabite women. One married Orpah, and the other married Ruth. Both sons died, and the father died. So at that time, Ruth and Orpah actually were going to go back with Naomi, but Naomi wanted her daughter-in-laws to have a chance at life again, or to be remarried again. And Ruth was just so compassionate and so gracious to her mother-in-law. She did not want to leave her side. Even when Orpah decided to go her own separate ways, Ruth stayed. And if I had one question or a couple questions to ask Ruth, first of all, I would ask her what motivated her to want to stay with Naomi. And did she feel any type of way towards Orpah when she decided to go her own way, and just how she felt about it?
Okay. That's a great answer. Excellent example. And, you know, I'm thinking about what you said about Ruth. Naomi did a fabulous job. She had to.
Yes.
In order for a young woman to want to say, I'm going where you're going.
That's right.
Your people are going to be my people, and your God is going to be my God. And, you know, that speaks volumes. That's how those of us who are believers should live.
Absolutely.
That people say, you know, I'm going to go with you. I feel safe with you. Where you go, I'm going to go.
That's
right. And the connections you have are going to be my own. So thank you for that. I love that answer. Mine would be Deborah.
Okay.
Deborah was fierce. She was a fierce judge, and she was, opinion, she was a woman of wisdom, and she saw that a job needed to be done, and there was a man that was appointed to do the job, Barak. However, he was dragging his feet a little bit, and so she had to go to him and say, listen, this is what we need to do. This is what you need to do. And he was operating in fear. No judgment, because oftentimes that happens.
That's
when
true.
We have a big task before us. But as my Bishop Audrey Bronson used to say, the power behind you is greater than the task before you. And so Deborah got that vision. She caught hold of that. And she said, listen, we're going to go forward. We're going to defeat our enemy in the name of God. But I got to tell you, Barack, you're not going to get credit for it, just so you know. And so, you know, I was impressed by the work that she did to allow them to go forward. And she did it she did it strategically. And they said when she judged, she sat under a tree. So I would want to ask her, you know, what made her decide to do that? I think it was, as I said, a strategic move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it put her in the right place so that she could be able to work, you know, meet with people and be able to kind of see what was going on. But that would be one question I would ask. And I would have to, you know, give her her props and give her a high five just
all right.
for, you know, a job well done.
Yes.
So, but we thank God for all the wonderful heroes that are in the scripture, throughout mm-hmm. the scripture, from Genesis to Revelation. There are so many.
And not just heroes, but sheroes as well.
That's absolutely. I thought I said that, but thank you for setting the record straight. Yes, sheroes. Exactly. And so we're going to continue talking. We're in the season of Lent, so we're going to continue talking about that after this selection. We'll be right back. Please stay close.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, all you women and me.
And we are back. And so we are about 2/3 of the way through the season of Lent. And as we journey the road to resurrection, or some call it Easter Sunday, and Lent makes that resurrection connection for believers. This is a high and holy time on the Christian calendar. As most of us know, Lent is a Christian religious observance
mm-hmm.
that commemorates the 40 days Jesus spent fasting in the desert and enduring temptation by the devil. And so some people might think Jesus doesn't know, nobody knows the trouble I see. Jesus knows all about it. Songwriter said, Jesus knows about our troubles.
Yes,
he will
does.
Be there
yes.
till the day is done. But, you know, Jesus went through temptation just as we do every day. And he was in the desert and he endured the temptation by Satan, but he did not sin. And this account can be found in all three of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And this temptation took place before Jesus even began his public ministry. And so Lent is a season of emptying or giving up or cleaning out and even denying self. It's a season where we express sorrow for our sins, transgressions, and iniquities. And then we go on and express gratitude that Jesus was willing to die so that we can be forgiven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, that's a good place right there just to give the Lord some praise.
Yes,
who's with
God.
Me?
Yes,
I thank God. God, because I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side,
amen.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there. But in Western churches, Lent begins on Ash Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and it ends about 6 weeks later. And so some churches conclude it on what's known as Maundy Thursday or Holy Thursday.
Okay.
And some go until sundown on Holy Saturday. But Lent is considered as a period of grief that ends with great celebration of resurrection of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And its purpose is the preparation of the believer for Resurrection Sunday through prayer, fasting, repentance, a charitable giving to those in need, also known to some as some call it almsgiving,
okay.
Simpler living, and then self-denial. So during Lent, one of the observances is to fast or abstain from something for the 40 days. And so, you know, for some people, that's a word that they try to steer clear of. But the reality is fasting is good to build us up spiritually.
Yes.
It's not about going to Jesus with our grocery list or the things that we need. It's
mm-hmm.
not about making our request at that time. It's about seeking the Lord's face and not his hand. And so some denominations, they fast on Fridays from meat or certain food. And many believers commit to fasting as well as giving up certain luxuries. And so there is no one set way of doing it. But the purpose of it is to emulate the sacrifice of Jesus during his journey into the desert for the 40 days.
Amen.
And so in most denominations, the last week of Lent coincides with Holy Week, which starts on Palm Sunday. We know during Palm Sunday, a lot went on.
Yes.
Pretty much every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not Palm Sunday, but Holy Week. There was a lot that was going on during that week. We know that there was the Last Supper. We know that Jesus was crucified. Lots of things went on. He washed the feet of his disciples. And so, you know, there were a lot of events that took place. But here's where everybody can participate. Ultimately, it's a season of getting closer to God.
Yes.
And that's the important thing.
Absolutely.
So today we're going to focus on fasting and what that means for the believer. Fasting is not an easy practice. I would be lying if I said it was. It is intentionally denying self to focus on God. And let's just be real about it. We can be very self-centered and self-involved, but you know, as far as our day-to-day, but I'm just speaking for myself. I can't speak for anyone else.
Mm.
But typically fasting is done by abstaining from food, as we may well know. However, there are many types of fasts and many reasons for fasting. The biblical intent, of course, behind fasting is to deny physical needs so that we can focus on Christ, as well as be more alert and aware of spiritual things.
Okay.
And I'm just going to put a plug in right here to let you know it is important to pray and ask God in this season, in this day and age especially, to sharpen our discernment.
Amen.
That's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know, and God, we serve a good God who gives good gifts.
Yes,
so we can
does.
Live a good life. And so we can go and ask him. We see what's going on in the land, in our community, and sometimes in our own backyard.
Yes, Lord.
It is very trying times, to say the least. And my husband and my church and I have been praying particularly for our youth, because they are under attack right now by the enemy, our opponent, who is the devil. Let's just be clear.
Be clear.
And we're setting the record straight tonight, husband.
That's right.
And we know the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was going to and fro, seeking whom he might devour, things like that. He is literally trying to wipe out a generation,
yes, he is.
A generation of future leaders,
mm-hmm.
and teachers and activists and doctors, lawyers and presidents, preachers and pastors, and so on and so on. Our young people have so much promise.
Yes, they
and
do.
He has the audacity now to go into the schools and into their communities, and sometimes, unfortunately, into their homes and attack them, because he knows that they are unsuspecting, but he also recognizes the promise on their lives.
Amen.
And if he can stop them before they get started,
mm-hmm.
just like he tried to do with Jesus when he tempted him in the desert right before his public ministry began. You know, we talked about that scripture earlier, but if he can stop them before they get started,
mm-hmm.
then that means that everybody that is attached to them down the road will be lost. That's what his hope is. That's his plan. And so we need to understand that these are spiritual attacks. We're in spiritual warfare, and there is so much going on in the spiritual realm. Angels are fighting Satan's imps day and night. And a lot of the demonic activity we see is being manifested through our youth, our children, our babies, our future. But we have to say, not so in the name of Jesus, because we have the authority to do so. The devil can't have our sons and our daughters. He cannot have our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, our loved ones, our babies. I don't know about anybody else, but not on my watch. Yes. Who's with me?
Amen.
And so we have to recognize what is going on, and that there's and that's where discernment comes in. Excuse me. The word of God says, I would not have you ignorant of the devil's devices. So once we recognize what's going on, then we have an obligation, a responsibility, a mandate to act on it in the name of the Lord. And there are several ways we can do that, but we're not going to go too much into that. But I'm going to tell you one, make that two. First and foremost, we can do like Jesus did and quote the word of God to the devil. When the devil comes in like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. But we can decree and declare what thus says the Lord. Jesus told Satan in no uncertain terms when he began to tempt him in the wilderness. He said, it is written,
yes,
that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Amen.
And so he did not entertain the foolishness. He quoted the word. My friends, it's important for us to be well versed in scripture so that when the enemy comes, and he will, we can combat him with the word of God. And second thing I want to tell you about is we need to pray.
Amen.
We have to pray like never before. I want you to know, friends, that prayer, it still works.
Yes, it does.
And prayer changes things.
Absolutely.
And so we pray a hedge of protection around our youth, our children,
yes,
the schools,
yes,
the faculty members, the administration,
mm-hmm,
parents, those who are employed with public transit. Too much going on,
yes,
there
it
too.
Is.
SEPTA workers and public transit everywhere. We're praying for the police department,
yes,
and we're praying for our mayor, Sherelle Parker,
yes,
and her administration. She's got a big job to do, but I think we've got the right person in our newly appointed man. She can handle it.
Yes,
we're praying that God will keep them safe and covered under the blood of Jesus. And beloved, we have to pray for those who are perpetrators of these crimes and heinous acts as well.
Yes.
We pray that God will take them by the reins of their minds, as a good friend of mine always says, and that the mind of in them is the mind that is in Christ Jesus.
Touch of God.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. And what I love about the word of God, it says, if any two, and that's you and me,
yes,
husband,
that's right,
that makes two, can touch and agree, come together as touching,
yes,
it will be established. So think about all the power that we have when we come together.
Yes.
The Bible says, don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. And I want to encourage you, my friends, God can do it.
He can
fix it. God can step in, even if it's the 11:59 hour, but it's up to us, those of us who believe and know the power of prayer, to begin,
amen,
to intercede and pray, because the Bible lets us know one can put 1,000 to flight,
right,
and two can put 10,000 to flight.
Say it now.
So, you know, and we are read in scripture, two is better than one.
That's right.
And a cord of what?
Three strands.
Is not easily broken.
Amen.
I know it's the truth. So if we all come together against the devil and his host,
mm-hmm,
you know, he's a worthy opponent, and he's got a posse. And so we can't forget about that.
That's right.
We can stop, block, and intercept the works of the devil. We've got the authority in the name of Jesus to tell,
yes,
the devil to cease and desist in his work in the name of Jesus.
Name of
and
Jesus.
We can send him back to the pit from where he came.
Amen.
And so that same friend that I was speaking of earlier has another saying. She says that there are two types of soldiers, referring to the Lord's army, y'all. There are knee soldiers, those who gonna get down on their knees and pray before God, bombard heaven,
all right,
pray until times get better.
Better.
Amen. And then there are foot soldiers, those who are going to go forth as activists, yes, and advocates and do what needs to be done to take a stand against the wiles of the enemy. That's and right. his hosts. And so we come against the spirit of gun violence, yes, in the name of Jesus, name of husband. Jesus. Yes. We come against homicide in the name of the Lord, yes, suicide, human, yes, trafficking, this drug epidemic that's going on, yes, and whatever it is that has to do with darkness in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to, yes, get back to Lynn, I promise you, but this is important. Yes, I got kind of sidetracked here, but right, our children deserve it. Our children should be able to go to school or to be in the community, yes, safely and, yes, not be afraid or concerned about what's going on around them or getting shot at, that's the bus stop, yes, or in front of the schools or on the way home or getting jumped or any of those things. The devil is a liar.
Preach.
And he is a deceiver. He's the father of lies. Yes, and so while we plead the blood of Jesus on our children, yes, the devil on. Can't cross the bloodline.
Amen.
And we're going to keep on praying for our children,
right,
our youth and our young adults, and protecting them. You know, I heard about several pastors in the city this week or last week who went to Emotech High School and recently and stood out in front in the morning and prayed for the children and the administrators and, right, faculty, all as, right, they, yeah, came in. And then they went inside the schools, and this is what impressed me. They went inside and they talked to the students and they listened to them, all and, right, heard their concerns, and that's important.
That's right.
Let's do better at listening to what these children and youth and young adults are saying about what they're facing, because, yes,
we don't know
what they experience, uh-uh, and unfortunately the homicide rate is up and so is the suicide rate,
Jesus,
especially among Black youth, because a lot of times they're being violated, bullied, harassed, ridiculed and such, and,
Jesus,
they think that there is no hope, so they're giving up. We plead the blood.
Don't give up.
That's right. Don't give up, because there is hope. And they're taking, unfortunately, their own lives. But my husband and I have come today to share a dose of hope,
amen,
to those who need it.
Yes.
And that is our goal. That's our prayer, that we can inspire people through the word, through prayer, through conversations. That's important.
Amen.
We have to keep the conversations going.
Yes,
keep talking about it. Keep working through it. Things can get better, but we have to listen. It's called generous listening. Listen to what our young people are saying and what the Holy Spirit is saying to us as well. And then be obedient. But getting back to Lent, getting back to our topic for today, as believers, our goal is to be more like Christ.
Yes.
Am I right or
You're
am I right?
Right? You're 100% right.
Thank you. I'm not saying I'm always right. I'm just saying I'm never wrong. I'm just kidding. Just joking. But after all, we are Christians. Okay.
Amen.
We bear his name. And so we are to exhibit Christ-like characteristics, behaviors, values, and virtues.
Mm-hmm.
And so during the season of Lent, let us continue to be mindful of how Jesus fasted in the wilderness.
Yes.
40 days is a long time,
it
y'all.
Is.
And to be honest, some of us struggle with even 40 minutes. But here's the gift. Here's the gift. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Yeah,
we,
amen,
can abstain from food, certain activities, entertainment, or other pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not telling you anything that I am not doing myself. I am a partaker as well. Well, remember, I told you earlier, it's not easy, and I'm speaking from my experience. In this season, I have decided to spend less time on social media and more time reading the Word of God and praying and reading other books as well. Seems like that kind of went out of style a little bit, but you know, I'm trying to get back to that.
I feel like a good book.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's something about those pages turning, even though I usually do ebooks on my Kindle, but whatever,
right,
you know, reading a book as opposed to, you know, spending so much time, because you can get lost on social media if,
yes,
if you allow yourself to.
Real fast.
And then here's my other, the thing I'm fasting from. I'm also fasting from eating sweets. That's my guilty pleasure. Y'all pray for you, girl. I have to admit, but here's what I know. I want God even more than I want that Milky Way candy bar. Oh, my word.
Oh, Lord.
I was craving one today.
Oh, my
husband,
goodness.
No, I had to,
yes,
put a text message in.
Yes,
bring,
yes,
me, but I'm working on it. The Swedish fish, the tasty cake, and,
yes,
what have you. But here's what's important. We're not fasting to be seen. We're not doing it to make ourselves look more spiritual or holy or to get special attention. Let's see what the Word of God says about that. Husband, could you read Matthew 6:16 through 18 for us?
Yes. And the Word of the Lord says, "And when you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled so people would admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. But when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face. Then no one will notice that you are fasting except your Father, who knows what you do in private. And your Father, who sees everything, will reward you.
Amen. We thank God for his word. Y'all go ahead and put some Vaseline on your lips and put some lotion on your face.
That's right,
Get going on about your business. God's going to give you your reward. But here's what we know. We're fasting to become more aware of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives and in the holiness of our God. Mm-hmm. We serve a holy God. We serve an awesome God. And he is worthy
Hallelujah.
Of all the glory and Hallelujah. All the honor. So the main purpose of fasting is to be able to focus more on God. And by fasting, we remove distractions that pull our attention away from him. Jesus told his followers that in order to truly follow him, they must deny themselves. Husband, let's go to the word on that one. That's Mark 8, 34 through 35.
And the word of the Lord says, then calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it.
Amen. We thank God for his word. Thank you for reading. I want you to know, friends, the same holds true today. Nothing has changed, beloved. To do this, we need to be willing to remove things and sometimes individuals from our lives that distract us and pull us away from him. I'm going to say it again. Fasting is not easy, but it is a practice. And I'm going to be honest, the more we practice something, the better we are at it. It's just like any other thing that we invest in, be it our health by going to the gym and exercising. Mm-hmm. There's a buildup before we can master anything or playing an instrument. We have to practice if we want to master that craft. It takes discipline. But this is what I want you to know. Just as the 12 spies went out to survey the promised land and 10 came back with a negative report, we look like grasshoppers in their eyes. The grapes are like the size of a man's head. But the two, Joshua and Caleb, came back with a good report. I want to tell you, friends, we are well able through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we thank God. We thank God for this season. Like I said, we're on the road to resurrection. Lent is our resurrection connection. And we praise God for what he's going to do. We're going to see in not many days miracles, signs, and wonders.
Amen.
In the name of our God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Well, friends, that's our time for today. As always, we want to thank you for joining us. Beloved, we don't want to leave you without extending to you the invitation to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, admit what you have done wrong and ask for forgiveness. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again as payment for your sins. And C, confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life. And then pray the prayer of faith, asking the Lord to come and forgive you and come in as your Savior and Lord. And if you apply to ABCs and you pray that prayer, you did it.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Praise God.
Yes.
You are saved.
Yes.
And that calls for a celebration. Well, that's our show for today. And as always, our prayer for you and your family.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Until next time, be blessed, be safe, be well, keep your heads up.